Faith does not operate in the realm of the possible. There is no glory for God in that which is humanly possible. Faith begins where man's power ends. George Muller, founder of orphanages in England in the 1800s.
And now back to Along the Way. Here's your host, Tom Muller.
In our last segment, author Larry Ellis told us about some of the myths that people hold about forgiveness. He gives us more myths, which he wrote about in his book, Forgiveness.
Another myth is I cannot forgive someone who doesn't ask me to forgive them. Again, when we think like that, I mean, it's easy to forgive somebody when they come humbly and their head's bowed down and they kiss your ring and they ask you to forgive them. They name all of their offenses to you. Frankly, that is not hard for any of us to do, especially if we believe there's hope for change. But when they don't ask, and they don't even think they've done anything wrong, somehow we feel we can withhold that forgiveness. We've got some kind of grounds for that. And when we see the stories of Joseph, especially in the Old Testament, and how he was sold into slavery by his brothers, and it was just a terrible thing for him. And we see just the example of him when his brothers come back to Egypt and he's been elevated into power, and he told his brothers to not be afraid of him because he said, "You meant this for evil, but God meant it for good." Joseph looked at his own life from God's point of view, not his own point of view. So when we are withholding forgiveness, thinking that we're justified, we're just simply wrong. This is not what God has shown us to do. When Jesus was on the cross being nailed, he prayed, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." They obviously knew they were nailing the nails in his hands and his legs to crucify him, but they didn't know what the real significance of this was. Jesus actually, amidst the great pain, he still interceded for them, praying for them. This says that he was not holding a grudge. He was cared for them. This is the kind of example that we see in the scriptures, we see in Jesus, and this is the model that we can look at for our own lives. So forgiveness has nothing to do with the other person's ceasing of their behavior or their attitude. It's in fact our decision to actually continue to love that person in spite of what they're doing.
The book is Forgiveness, Unleashing a Transformational Process. It's a study, and I like that word, a study of Christian forgiveness, confession, repentance, and reconciliation. And my guest is Larry D. Ellis, who is the author and a Denverite. And it's published by?
By Adoration Publishing.
And how does one get a hold of the book?
Well, you can go to the website at theforgivenessbook.com. And there I have listed all of the various sources I've identified. You can buy it from Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, many of the websites that sell books online. And on the website, theforgivenessbook.com, you can read about 10 pages of the book. You can see some of the endorsements of people that have read it and provide some really wonderful things about it.
And the book is just really has a great deal of depth, as does Larry as a person. And I think that it's not what I would say is a pop Christian culture book on forgiveness by any means. Truly, it is a study, and yet it's not a formula.
Well, you know, in the back, I have in the appendix, I've done an exhaustive study guide to help apply the book. And it's broken into a number of sessions that a small group leader could use to facilitate the discussion. And these aren't simple little fill-in-the-blank questions. They are very probing questions, and they will push the limit of your ability. Now, on the website, you can actually download the entire study guide and print it, copy it, distribute it in your groups, and use it, given full permission for that. It's in the book. But on the layout from the website, you have more writing space and so forth. So this is not a pop culture book. This is a serious study looking from the ancient fathers, the Old Testament, the New Testament, drawn heavily from the Sermon on the Mount as well, and contemporary stories.
Larry Ellis, author of Forgiveness, Unleashing a Transformational Process, published by Adoration Publishing Company. The book is a study of Christian forgiveness, confession, repentance, and reconciliation. The book comes complete with a study guide that small groups can utilize, taking people step by step through the process that's described in the book.